Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Dr. Chris Featherstone here, Pancakes and Power Slams. As we roll in, come on, join us. The music playing in the background on the YouTube page. We'll be back. Sit tight. Come on in and enjoy the ride.
Oh, 586, yo, we in the mix, B&P, and Dr. C, what's up, everybody, hey, we in the building, it's another week with P&P, and Dr. C, everything go, oh, Tuesday with the P&PA Nation. All up in your station, all up in your nation, with the P&P Nation. Yo, we chillin', not the villain like Marti, not Jeanette T, but girls and guys like highs and lows. Every single week we talk about the highs and lows of the E, WWE, WWC, AEW, AEE, W, Collision, and Dot No Mike, I, just like Ajit and me, A, and out the side, every single week we chillin', lounging like public housing. Big it to the library, coffee shop. We chilling in like your pops. Chilling on his hammock. Jamming on the ones with Dr. C and P&P. 586, we in the mix. Yo, mix. Freestyling top of the dome. My name is Dr. Chris Featherstone. I am the host of P&P. Pancakes and Power Slams, Heat and the Week. We are the P&P Nation. Every single day in, every single night, we talk about wrestling because we're so hype. Because we're so fresh. The P&P crew is the best. Yo! What's up, everybody? What's up, everybody? Man, listen, another week for P&P. Trying to adjust. I'm trying to make sure that I'm really feeling this mic work going on. Check 1, 2. Yeah. All right. How is everybody today at the P&P Nation? I'm getting my volume adjusted and everything. All right. Just like every single week, we are live on the YouTube. We are live on the Facebook, but I want everybody to do their best to navigate over to the YouTube page and subscribe. Hey, so guess what? From last week to this week, I think we have like 6 more subs. So continue to let people know about Pancakes and Power Slams, because that momentum that y'all are continuing to have on P&P is continuing to add to those subscriptions. So you continue my hand to your hand. Let the listeners know, let the professional wrestling world know that the place to be on Tuesday night to late night, I know that y'all up. And we got people like my boy Ricky all the way from the UK. It's like 5 something, almost 6 o'clock in the morning. In his world, and we got other people from Australia. We got people from the East Coast, the West Coast, Central Coast, the Midwest, the South, everywhere, everywhere representing the PNP Nation. So be sure to let the listeners know there is a huge wrestling community that likes to stay up late at night and just find out what is going on. Find out where they can be a part of a wrestling community, a good, clean wrestling community, a PG, just family-oriented wrestling community where we all just have a lot of fun. And ask me questions. Because, you know, hey, you know, I'm an esteemed journalist who knows a lot about wrestling, knows a lot of people in the pro wrestling business, if you will. And, you know, I got some answers to give you, all right? And so be sure to ask those questions with the hashtag AskChris, Ask Dr. Chris. Be sure to hashtag AskDoc, actually. That's what we do, AskDoc. It used to be AskChris, and then I got my PhD, and then it became Ask Dr. Chris, and I went to shorten it, and now it's just AskDoc. So that was the timeline of the AskDoc tag. And so AskDoc is the way to go to get your comments noticeable, and let's get started. Here we go. The People's Wrestling Channel. Hope you had a good day. All right. Me too. I hope you had a good day too. I did have a good day. It was busy. It was a lot. A whole lot that I had on the docket for today. But, you know, every single week when I'm at on PNP, PNP is, it is a pushment for me because Mondays and Tuesdays are my two biggest days of the week. Thursdays are huge too, so it's a really big day too. But I'm working 12 and a half hours on both of those days. And Tuesdays, I'm working the latest. Mondays, I work to about 12:30 p.m. my time. 12:30 a.m., excuse me, my time. And Tuesdays, 1 o'clock in the morning, or close to it, 12:45, 1 o'clock. And so, yes, it's a lot. It's a lot. So by the time I'm done wrapping up, it's about 1 a.m. Sometimes later than that. But yeah, I'm putting in work, man. I'm putting in work, guys, to be sure that the Pancakes and Power Slam, Pancakes and Power Slam show, 586 straight weeks, 586 straight weeks, ladies and gentlemen, of the Pancakes and Power Slam show. Wowzers, wowzers, wowzers. And yeah, man. So I'll be sure every single week to be here, be available for you all, and to have a fantastic job, a fantastic time every single week on the Pancakes and Power Slams show. All right, let's do this. Let's do this. Actually, you know what? Let me give myself some love, man. I do a terrible job branding myself, and I was a promoter for so long, and I would always spend so much time promoting other people's stuff, and I would do a horrible job promoting my own. So I'm going to promote my own. Okay. I'm going to promote my own, and I'm going to put on a website, okay? I want everybody to get this website. Be sure to check out this website. It's www.visionwear.co. All right, it's faith-based clothing that I would love for my PNP Nation, who's listening to this, to support my website. That's my website. I design shirts and hoodies and all that good stuff. And go check that out. Hey, if you want to cash at me, that's my Cash App, $Chris Prolific. So here's the thing. I appreciate anybody's contribution for this show. There's people, there's patrons that I have that are really funding the show because the show is listener supported. Like I said, I don't do any sponsors, anything like that. I used to do sponsors and actually make good money. But one, I'm a doctor and a podcaster and a college professor. And so I just don't have the chance. I don't have the time to really conjure up sponsors. And to be honest with you, I don't really, right now, I really want to continue the PNP Nation to have a great time with us just having fun and chilling. All right. So this is a listener supported show. So here's the thing. I'm going to have to start abbreviating the show if the listener support diminishes. What's going to help that is just charitable donations to my Cash App, which is at Chris Prolific. If you got $1, if you got $100, if you got $1,000, if you got $10, if you got $15, I really want to open that up to really give that and give you all that opportunity to give whatever you can. Because again, I've been working all day long and I'm here late at night. It is currently midnight my time. I started my work day at 9 a.m. But at the same time, I want to make sure that the PNP Nation is having a good time and being sure that there is an outlet for wrestling fans who like to lounge on late Tuesday night, early Wednesday morning to be able to have an outlet to do so. And that's what PNP is all about. So $Chris Prolific is my Cash App. And I would absolutely appreciate if you find it in your heart of hearts to support this show with just a charitable donation. And this is something I'm going to be doing for the foreseeable future for a while, because the thing is, the amount of time that I put in this, I'm super generous with not asking for anything back. But at the same time, the time that I do put in prepping for the show and planning for the show and having this show, I think it's fair for me to ask for a generous love contribution from the PNP Nation and beyond. Thank you very much. I appreciate you listening and hearing, and I really hope that you find it in your hearts to drop something to my Cash App as a reward for being a wonderful host for Pancakes and Power Slams. All right, let's get into these questions. There's a piece of equipment at the gym I go to called a Roman chair. Have you got one at a gym you go to? I don't think we have Roman chairs at the gym that I go to. It's really helpful, but at the same time, I don't think we have the Roman chair. I think we may. Yeah, we do because it's supposed to. Because I don't use it, but we do have it. It's a Roman chair is a very typical piece of equipment that's at gyms. Because that's supposed to help your back. So oftentimes you have the Roman chair, and then you go down and come up, go down and come up. And so you do like back extensions. So that's normal for equipment at the gym, but I don't use it. That's too much torque, too much intensity on my back that I choose not to. I choose to do other back exercises than Roman chair. Actually, back day for me was yesterday, and it was difficult, man. Today was shoulder and abs, and it's a really good workout today, man. Really good workout. A lot of shoulders. I did shoulders and abs yesterday. I did back. a little bit of ab work, but mostly back, and did some cardio as well. And so next workout will be cardio. I do spot training a lot, so I do muscle specific muscle group training, but usually one day of the week I just do I do more of a lighter day, because it's super intense at least four days a week, sometimes five, but at least four. And one of those days, when I get in the groove, but at least one of those days, I try to make it a light day. My next workout is theoretically going to be a light day. I'll still be in there for about an hour, but it'll be more of a lighter intensity. So when I say lighter, the intensity is going to be lighter than my normal days. So I do legs, I do shoulders and abs, I do biceps and triceps, I do back, I do full body, man. I do a little bit of everything. So yes indeed. All right, Finn Balor's on NXT. Okay, what was his, was he on NXT for the sake of Seth Rollins? Was that his purpose there? I'm glad Trish Stratus and Money in Bank and very happy Logan Paul's in it. They have elevated the matches and given them star power. Logan Paul is an interesting addition. For some odd reason, man, I like the 7 number, because they've done 6 and 8 before, and that's normal. Like typically six, but they've done 8 before. But I like the 7 number. Last year they had 7-2, but there was a late addition. Austin Theory ended up winning it. But yeah, man, it was interesting. Logan Paul is a 7th addition. Now him just saying that he's in the Money in the Bank, I mean, that can be argued, you know, who are you to just come from the outside and just say that you want to be a part of the Money in the Bank? And why are you, why do you have preferential treatment over anyone else in the company who's been busting their butt trying to get a Money in the Bank spot? And you just come in and say, hey, oh, by the way, I'm in the Money in the Bank. So, you know, the logic when it comes to that is a bit odd. Yeah, it's a bit odd, especially if it's like, there's nothing to it. I mean, like, your authority figure right now is Adam Pearce. Adam Pearce is neutral, and for some odd reason, he's okay with allowing the heel to come in and be a part of the Money in the Bank. That didn't make sense to me, but the fact that he's in it, it is definitely going to add some value to it. Trish, I'm over Trish, man. I'm over her being in the WWE right now, on the main roster. Now, if this is to help Becky Lynch, she doesn't need it because she's well established. At this point, I think Becky Lynch should be helping Zoe Stark. Zoe Stark being a Trishite. Came out of nowhere. Okay, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I just, doesn't appeal to me, man. Doesn't appeal to me. It does say it all that we need Logan and Trish in the matches. True, exactly. Now that a current talent can pull in the ratings, they need an actual star Logan in the match. Yeah, exactly. Logan made all the other guys in the match look like clowns. Yep, he basically said, I'm Logan Paul, I'm a megastar, and I don't need to qualify. Exactly. I mean, precisely what I'm talking about. I could just come from the outside. I'm not here every week. I have one match, maybe two a year. You may be good enough to get 3 out of me. And so, yeah, that's enough to just become a possible number one contender. Yeah, I just, okay. Makes sense. I hope Logan wins. That's the world. News. WWE wants Kevin Cash and Rollins and Mania getting revenge for this year's Mania. Just imagine the headlines going to start Logan as champion. Now, that's something I don't agree with. I don't think Logan Paul is anywhere near close to world champion, and he hasn't earned his stripes enough. He's getting there, and he's put on some bangers. Every match that he had was a banger. I'll give him that. But he's a celebrity appearance, man. He's an absolute novelty. He's not a main star. He's a novelty. And so giving him the championship, I mean, he'll leave and podcast and come back occasionally because that's just basically what he does. And so I don't think that that's a really good idea. But having him come in and having the being a part of these matches, I am a fan of. LA Knight getting cheered definitely wasn't a good thing. Yeah, I mean it's one of those things that it's one of those things that the fans want to get themselves over. I was just talking, Bill and Aster and I just had a show. We have a show together Tuesday, and I was just like, man, look, this is how fickle fans are. And the pro wrestling business, if you will. Basically what happens is this. So fans, they are, this is what I said on my show. Fans are loving someone by Tuesday and hating them and or disowning them by Thursday. I mean, like, metaphorically. So Tuesday fans right now, the Tuesday wrestlers right now are LA Knight, Cody Rhodes, and Seth Rollins. Those are the Tuesday crowd. That's the Tuesday crowd right now. Now, the OO and the whoa, like, that'll fade out, and then they'll pick their other Tuesday fans. Tuesday wrestling target. And so LA Knight's been doing this shtick for a long time. And for some odd reason, people were like, you know what? Hold on a second. Let us jump ahead of the crowd and let us say that we were the ones that built LA Knight. Not some dirt sheet that said LA Knight's the potential winner of the Money in the Bank. Because when this came out, like when this news came out a couple of months ago, I saw in so many comment sections, sections, wrestling forums, I've seen in so much of those, people are like, ooh, LA Knight, who is this? Why would you do this? And then it's like, you know what? Let's just all gather together in our wrestling bubble fraternity, WBF, the wrestling bubble fraternity, and say, you know what? Let's take credit, LA Knight, a top star. Let us take credit. And so that's basically what happened. The fans decided to make LA Knight a top guy because he's been doing this shtick for a long time. And for some odd reason now people are like, oh yeah. Like people are so funny, man. For those who are listening on the podcast, I got a sound bite and I want to play it.
Dummy, yeah.
I just played that on my podcast. I had a LA Knight sound bite. You know, I got all these gadgets over here, man. And when I have, I don't have the time, but I was thinking about just making a whole bunch of pro wrestling sound clips. I have the ability to make a bunch of pro wrestling sound clips and play them. But maybe one day I'll do that. All right, what we got? What else we got here? What else? What else we got? What else we got? Yes, everyone share and spread the word. Can you drop the link on the Facebook? Can you drop the link for the Facebook page? Just Google. I mean, search Pancakes and Power Slams on Facebook. But I have over 2,000 fans, 2,000 followers on my Facebook page. I want to bring all that over to YouTube. So be sure to bring that over to YouTube. That's my biggest thing. That's my biggest focus right now, man. It's just that YouTube page. Let's see. Won't let me share the Twitter link. Just share YouTube. Just share YouTube. Christopher's in the building. What's up, Dr. Chris? Hope your day's been great. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Hope you had a wonderful Father's Day weekend. I did, man. I did. It was great. Wife took me out. Had church. Wife took me out to this this Caribbean festival they had. That was pretty cool. And it was interesting. And then I relaxed. I had to work a little bit. But the problem is, Father's Day was very tough for me because I had a migraine all day, and it was horrible. It was, because, you know, I have a terrible back, and then I did a lot of walking, and it was caused my back to just be in excruciating pain. And then I started to feel the migraine. I get a really bad migraine about 2 times a year. Like, I get migraines often, but they get really bad about one to two times a year to the point where I get nauseous. I get real nauseous. Either about to, or I end up throwing up, or I have to go to the emergency room to reduce the pain, because my back is just excruciating. It's obnoxious. And so Sunday was one of those days. It was really bad. It got really, really bad. And throughout the day, I was resting and then out of work, and I was trying to lay down. I was just feeling just a sharp pain in my head. And so, unfortunately, I did manage to go out and just get some air by myself, and took myself out to dinner for Father's Day. But my kids, they had a cool Father's Day song for me that was amazing. The gifts I got from my wife was great. You know, they were great. My wife and kids were great. But, it was tough because I was battling a migraine, and it was excruciating. And then I had to work on Juneteenth, a holiday that I desire to celebrate, but grind for my family. So I ended up working on Juneteenth, and it was tough because I didn't get much sleep because I didn't get to sleep until late in the morning because my head was just hurting so much. And then I went to sleep late after 2 o'clock, and then had to wake up, you know, early, just a few hours after that. So it was difficult. It was difficult. But I managed to get through it. I managed to sleep through it. And it was really difficult. But got up on Monday, still was dealing with a little bit. And but today, I'm okay. Slight headache, but that comes with having a terrible back. But other than that, been all right. Christopher says, I've been seeing Rikishi tweet about the Bloodline story. Could you see WWE bringing back for one appearance for the storyline with them splitting up? You know, I do. I do think that they should bring Rikishi back, because I think it's a one-off. What you'll do is a one-off. See, I have two options. Two options here. You can either do him special guest refereeing the match of Money in the Bank, Or you can have him do a one-off on a SmackDown trying to patch up the relationship between the Usos and Solo Sikoa, because all three of them are his sons. And so what can happen is Solo can be contemplating it. It could be walking over to the Usos to try to embrace them. And then he gives Rikishi the spike. The Usos run after him. And then he goes away and goes into the crowd. And so I think that that would be an ideal way to bring back Rikishi, for him to get spiked by Solo. That would give him some really good heat. Heard WWE bringing back Fastlane in 2023 in October, I think. But why? I wasn't a big fan of Fastlane. Yeah, these random, they're bringing back Payback too in September. Like, Payback, Fastlane, wasn't that a February pay-per-view? Wasn't a point of Fastlane like the road to WrestleMania? Wasn't that the point of Fastlane? So why is Fastlane in October? What is that the road to? Survivor Series? Like, that's not even a thing. The road to WrestleMania is a thing. So you had Fastlane and the road to WrestleMania. That used to be No Mercy. No Mercy used to be right there. And then Backlash would be in right after WrestleMania. They have that still, which I'm fine with Backlash because it makes sense. It's like the aftermath of WrestleMania. But Payback? What do you, like, Payback to what? Like, what? It just, these random minor pay-per-views doesn't make sense, man. I don't understand why you don't bring back Armageddon, why you don't bring back Fully Loaded, you know, why you don't bring back Vengeance. Like, those have lineage to it. Those are some bangers of pay-per-views. Why don't you just bring back Cyber Sunday? Come on. Bring back the old pay-per-views, man. I know that they are giving NXT a lot of the old WCW pay-per-view names, which I think that's a good idea. I actually like that. But bring back some of the old school minor pay-per-view names for WWE. Bring back King of the Ring. You were about to do it, but then you changed it to Night of Champions. So do it. Do it. Bring back the minor pay-per-views and keep that lineage. Thoughts on the head of the table now holding three world titles? I think it's funny. I think it's absolutely funny. And it's really fits like a glove. It fits his personality of being a narcissistic megalomaniac. It fits him perfectly. A self-indulged, narcissistic, egotistical megalomaniac. That's Roman Reigns, and him carrying, or him being still holding three championships and Heyman carrying two of them. I think that's absolutely hilarious. I heard Carlito might sign with WWE again. I don't know how true that is, but would you love to see him WWE? What great shape is he in? He's in great shape. Yeah, absolutely. But I don't see much with that, though. I just don't. I don't see much with it, unfortunately. Him coming in and having those types of pops is good, but less is more in many cases. And I think less Carlito, the more he'll get respect. You know, coming in, the Royal Rumble was a good deal. I think he teamed with Jeff Hardy in the Raw after that, which was odd. But they won as a babyface tag team. But the Bad Bunny thing was really cool. But if you see him all the time, that's not really going to carry over to wanting him to see in those spots. So if I was Carlito, I would just cash in on those spots and his. That jacks up his indie prices than to be signed by WWE. Unless the money's good, you know, unless it's, you know, it's stable income as an independent star. I mean, you're an independent star when you're WWE too, but as an independent superstar away from WWE, you gotta focus on booking, you gotta focus on merchandise, you got to do a bunch of dates. You're not making depending on the star power that you have, but for the most part, you're making enough, but you're not making WWE contract worthy. You can still get a decent, a very livable wage, but WWE, man, people sign with it. They're like, man, that's guaranteed money. I mean, WWE's pushing all my stuff. Only thing they have to do is just appear, and they push my socials. They get the interview spots for me. They have people who line that up for me. That's guaranteed money. Yeah, sure, I'll sign. So that's what they do. And to us fans, we're like, man, why would you do that? And it makes sense because we're fans of certain people. We're wondering why in the world would they make that decision to eventually hurt their stock. And that's true too. But at the same time, people's got kids, as Heath Slater would say. Team Roman or Team Jay? I like both. I don't think Jay Uso has the star power to be a world champion, at least for now or in the foreseeable future. But I would be fine if Jay Uso pins Roman Reigns non-title, because this all started with the relationship between Roman and Jay. So he was the right-hand man and all of that, and he ended up becoming number one contender against Roman, and him being unsuccessful, and eventually Roman forcing him to acknowledge him, and he did. So now he can get some redemption from all that. I mean, he's choking out Jimmy while he's injured and all that. He can get some redemption by just having a pinfall victory against Roman Reigns. Cirque, SO, was in the building. Did you feel AEW went all in on all this ex-WWE stars to get Collision? I mean, they still had some names. They went all in for ex-WWE stars for a lot of people coming in. But at the same time, man, again, they misuse people so much in AEW because they just have – they're hemorrhaging talent, man. They have so many people, but they have 4 hours – actually less than 4 hours. That's what I was just saying in a previous show. They have less than 4 hours to showcase 100 people. They just can't do it. They don't have the time. Even the ex-WWE guys. Tim Brunner on the house. Did we get singles run from Jimmy and Jay now? No, I think they stay a tag team as a babyface tag team, though. Stay with the bloodline. 3 days away from Roman being the fourth longest reigning champion ever. Champion. Sure. Okay. Champion, yes. Not WWE champion, though. But champion. Okay. There's some names that had the NWA World Championship for a long time. So, who does this list include? Because if you're including WWE champions, that wouldn't be the case, because Roman Reigns had the Universal Championship for nearly 3 years, but not the WWE Championship. He's had the WWE Championship for approaching 15 months. So he's got a ways to go. So, Ricky, do I think that Keith Lee would ever come back? Well, he's in AEW now. By the way, Keith Lee needs to completely cut his hair off and put some length on that beard, man. That would be bad apple, so to speak. B.A. Man. Yeah, like he should do that. That would be like a really menacing, no-nonsense type of dude. He's got the ability. Keith Lee, man, he's the man. I was a big fan of Keith Lee in NXT. He was double champion, you know, beating down Cole. Like it was great, man. It was fantastic. But man, they brought him up as Keith Lee, you know, being, I think he was in the Randy Orton and Drew as like the third wheel that just didn't belong, because they are automatically treated him in a way that it was just like, just didn't work, man. Bearcat Lee was horrible, absolutely horrible. And AEW hasn't really done much with them either. I mean, tag team champions, cool, but Swerve got the better end of that bargain, because Swerve is being, he's being featured more. So yeah, I mean, he's got the better end of that bargain, and he's got his own faction. So, get rid of the hair, man, grow the beard, keep the gray. And that's one of those like old school wisdom, cool, or grandpa that you still don't want to mess with. Anything helps, man. Thank you very much. Very much. Chad, I know you have a lot of wrestlers on speed dial. Have you heard an update on Kyle O'Reilly? I have not, and I'm not going to check this late, but I have not. I can find out. Yeah. Deion said, I'm great. I'm so excited to see what Jimmy and Jay do now. Yeah, the Bloodline was fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. The Bloodline story on SmackDown was one of the best SmackDown endings ever. It was really, really good. Michael checking in from Staten Island. Deion checking in from Kansas. Chad is asking, I get to watch Collision, my opinion, the first show. It was okay. It was cool. I mean, Punk's, his promo was good. I mean, as expected. I mean, Punk always cut. I mean, he's a really good promo cutter. He's fantastic. It was good. Putting him in a six-man, I'm not sure about that. Luchasaurus winning the match, I'm actually not mad at, because he makes sense to be a, he looks like a, that he should have some title. So that makes sense. I'm not opposed to that. What do you do with Wardlow? Who knows, man? His stock has dropped substantially. Miro coming back as a babyface, I think that was a good idea too. The fans are cheering for him. Is it okay if I use the links for all PNP social media in the description on my YouTube to further promote? Sure, absolutely. Thank you very much. Malty's in the building. If you have the books in WWE, would you keep Undertaker streak undefeated until retired? Yeah, absolutely. Good question. Absolutely. 100%. Undertaker should have never lost the streak. That should have went with him into infamy. And it was unnecessary. To this day, it's unnecessary for Brock. Brock didn't need it. It was just shock and awe at that point. Why would you sacrifice shock and awe for the streak? People being upset with the streak far surpassed. People being upset with the streak ending by Brock Lesnar far surpasses the shock and awe that came with that. I mean, far surpasses it. You did all that, what, for a meme? Like, for the black guy being shocked meme? Like, that's what you get from that? Nah, man. Bad call. Roman Reigns beating The Undertaker. I was actually there, and I was rooting for Roman Reigns. Only because he's already lost a streak against Brock Lesnar. So losing again didn't matter. And Roman Reigns did beat him. So If Brock Lesnar didn't end the streak, I wouldn't have wanted Roman Reigns too. I don't think anyone should have ended the streak. What do you think is going to happen in Civil War? I got the Usos. I don't see a clean finish. I mean, the Usos might be Roman solo, but I don't know. I'm skeptical to call a clean finish for Money in the Bank. Would I be able to design a rain shirt for me? No, I would not. I have way too much things to do in my day, in my time. My uncle was a college professor in Georgia.
Nice.
Cash App, have you got PayPal? Yes, I do have PayPal. Let me see. PayPal link. Let me type in my PayPal link for you all. Let's see. Let me do that. I'm going to spend some time out of my day on a show to be sure to do that, because I want to be, you asked for it, and I, and by God, I'm going to give it to you. You asked for it, and by God, I'm going to give it to you.
I'm about to drop the link for you all. All right. I'm going to drop the link for you all.
All right. Let me drop the link for you all. For people who want to type in, let's see here. Yep. PayPal.me/Dr. Chris Featherstone. That is my PayPal link, though. So thank you very much. I appreciate it. And I'll put that, I just typed that on the link, and I just put that in the link. And I also, you're right, layer. So that's my PayPal as well. So thank you very much. Yes, indeed. Oh, thank you, Luke. Appreciate you, my man. My guy. It's one of my closest friends, man. New father as well. New father. Congratulations. My guy. Christopher's in the building. What's up, my man? What's up? Good to see you, man. Malty, what's up, my man? Forbidden Door. Oh, that is this weekend, isn't it? Oh, my gosh. Man, I totally forgot. What? Gosh. I totally forgot. They have done a terrible job promoting Forbidden Door, man. They just pop up shows. They just pop up matches and just kind of talked about them, but they've not done a good job. There's four matches scheduled right now. MJF and Tanahashi for the AEW World Championship. MJF, I mean, they just threw that on there. And I just saw, like, in the past AEW, it was just something like Sonata did, like, a promo, and somehow Jungle. I mean, come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Sonata versus Jungle Boy for the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship. Okay? I like Jungle Boy. Okay, but do you really think that Jungle Boy has a snowball's chance in Hades to beat Sonata? No. No. That's a weird match, man. No build, no nothing. Eh. IWGP World Heavyweight Championship, Sonata and Jungle Boy. What? Now, Danielson is Kazuchika Okada money. I mean, that's money. I think Okada's going to win. Okada's still one of my favorite wrestlers. Omega and Ospreay, you know, they have some bangers. That's going to be a good match. Now, that makes sense because they went against each other at Wrestle Kingdom, I believe. So that makes sense. It's a rematch. So makes sense to me. I think Ospreay is going to win, though. I think Ospreay is going to win. Kenny Omega doesn't really defend it much. So those are my predictions for Forbidden Door. LA Knight was doing the exact same stuff in Impact 6 or 7 years ago. He sure was. He's been doing the same shtick for years. And all of a sudden, yeah, everybody's like, LA Knight. Well, actually, used to be Eli Drake. But same deal, man. Same deal. If for some odd reason people are like, yeah. Do not take painkillers for migraine. No, because I've had 3 back surgeries, and I don't mess around with the painkillers, man. I've known way too many people who get addicted to Perks and Xanax, and I'm not doing it. I've had 3 back surgeries, and one of those surgeries was a spinal fusion. I'll never forget this, man. They put me on some heavy, heavy stuff when I had my back surgeries to relieve the pain for when I went to sleep. And it worked, but it was some wacky stuff, man. I remember one night, I'll never forget it, man. And I was like, you know what? Because I have so much back problems, it would be easy for me to go to a pill in order to find some type of relief from this constant nagging back problems. But I was like, you know what? I've known way too many people to get addicted to that stuff. I'm not going to touch the stuff. And I don't even want to give myself an opportunity to become addicted to it. And so there was one time, I'll never forget it, man. I was recovering from back surgery, barely able to do much of anything. I had in-home rehab. That's how bad my back was. You know, I had rods and screws in my back. I had a spinal fusion. I still do. I have rods and screws in my back. So, like, putting rods and screws in my back and, you know, hoping to align it, putting rods and screws. Of course, my mobility is super limited, and I'm in agonizing pain as this is trying to recover. So I take the pills to help me with my sleep, and it worked. You know, it was so heavy that it was able to work. And I did it for like probably a couple weeks or so, a few weeks maybe, to help me with sleep. And I remember I was starting to get in really a whole lot of pain. And so I started to take the medicine more frequent. Not more than what I should. I was trying to just minimize it to get the minimal thing that I can do to get me past, you know, a night's sleep. And so it's the pain started to get higher. And so I started to up the ante a little bit, but not cross the boundary of my limit, my daily limit. And so I took that in the evening, and I'll never forget it. I felt so loopy. I felt like I was just in another world in the clouds somewhere. It was just one of the most oddest, weirdest feelings I've ever had in my life. And it was just so odd, man. And when I recovered from that, I said, oh, heck no. Like, nah, this ain't, yes, it worked, and yes, it did a good job for me to feel better and to get through sleep, but nah, fam, no, I'm not, no, sir, that's not something I want to get latched onto, because I could definitely get latched onto it, because that feeling was just otherworldly, for sure. Juneteenth is a celebration that we have here in America. June 19th, 1865 is basically the African American Independence Day. July 4th, 1776 is Independence Day from more of a country standpoint for us to be independent from British rule. And but blacks were still slaves during that time, so we weren't independent. I mean, like the country was, but not blacks. Our independence was, you know, that's the thing. Independence Day is still, you know, it's still monumental. It's still monumental. So I can respect that. But our Independence Day was June 19th, 1865, because basically slaves were set free in the South, particularly Texas. So that's Juneteenth. And it's weird. It's super weird that this has been a thing since 1865. That was nearly 160 years ago. Nearly 160 years ago. And out of the near 160-year history of Juneteenth, one, they just made it a national holiday within the past few years, like a paid holiday, a federal holiday. They just did that. And two, it's in not nobody's history books. Not nobody's. This is my show. I can say whatever I want. This is my show. Okay? Free reign. I can say whatever I want. I have no restrictions from any websites. This is my show. All right? So I'm going to rant about Juneteenth not being in history books. It's not in nobody's course. And the high school that I went to 30 years ago, and that's ridiculous. And it's not in parents' course books. It's not in their parents' course books. For some odd reason, we're supposed to just be blinded to the history of Juneteenth. The fact that for another nearly 100 years, blacks were still slaves after the Independence Day. Blacks were still slaves. And I'm laughing because of frustration. I'm laughing at, you know, to stop from being angry. So, but I'm okay though. But yeah, it doesn't make any sense. It needs to be in more history books. It makes absolutely no sense. It's a federal holiday now, so it should be a mandatory part of history. Not just African-American history, it should be in history classes. For every grade school, Juneteenth and Black Liberation should be a part of history classes everywhere. Across the globe, it should be. So that's my rant about Juneteenth. That's Juneteenth. We should always ask about your back. Did you do something into it? We always ask about your back. Did you do something to it? No. I mean, I've had some issues with my back for 30 years, man. It's been 20, you know, almost 30 years, about 28 or so. And no, man, just been in several car accidents. And I was just in one last year that made it, that jacked it up even more, man. I mean, really jacked it up. So yeah, it's been tough for me, man. It's been really tough. All right, let's get through these. For it's better than having a gimmick match in his own pay-per-view. The Royal Rumble should be the exception because it ties into WrestleMania. I do think Money in the Bank should not be a pay-per-view. I think Money in the Bank should be at WrestleMania. Elimination Chamber, I don't think it should be its own pay-per-view too. You can have two wrong answers at the same time, though. Just like you'd have two right answers at the same time. It is also a wrong answer. What's up? What's up, Av, by the way? I see that you're in the building. I think it's a wrong answer for it to have like weird names like Payback and Fastlane not at the Road to WrestleMania. So, odd. Don't think it should be the case. And both are having gimmick matches for pay-per-views, as well as having just random matches, random names with no lineage is weird too. Cole's in a beer building. 5 hours a week. Okay, sure. It's not even 5 hours because of commercials, so it's shave about 30 to 40 minutes away from that. So it's about 4:15 to 4:20. WWE should use the WCW pay-per-views for their main pay-per-views and even give it a WCW feel. It would take some of AEW's thunder. AEW's thunder! I feel Punk look kind of sloppy in ring. I agree. I know he just got back, but if he gets injured again, it would be disastrous for Collision. I agree, because that show seemingly revolved around him. Jey Uso was the first one to ever pin Roman in WWE. Yes, he did. It was a six-man match, I believe. Roman's a part of the Shield. I think it was like the Usos and Christian or something like that, wasn't it? I think it was like on a SmackDown. It was just random. Christopher, it's so terrible that when Raw is on, doesn't feel like Raw with the lighting compared to 90s. I miss sirens like the good old days with the production is top notch. Your production, man, listen. And the video pack is amazing. I agree, man. I agree. Just amazing. Amazing. WWE, as much as I am so disappointed with the product as a whole, they're absolutely will be none other. I mean, like, AEW does a good job, but WWE's production team is amazing. Cole's in the building. What's up, my man? Christopher, when Taker streak ended, it killed the rest of the show. I was happy. It did. It very much did. I think it took a lot of the steam from Daniel Bryan winning. Like, this whole, the whole month leading into WrestleMania 30 was about the Yes Movement. And I'm just throwing this out there. It may not be true, but I'm throwing it out there anyways. Just for you to just kind of ponder and chew on it for a second. Could Petty Vince McMahon and Petty WWE have done that to intentionally take some of the luster away from the Yes Movement, because they know it's going to be Shock, and so many people think of WrestleMania 30 from the streak ending way more than Daniel Bryan's quest to become, you know, WWE World Heavyweight Champion. So that's very unfair. If Taker would have beat Brock, it would have made Daniel Bryan more the focal point. But since he didn't, the streak ending is the top focal point. And that, I'm just saying, it could have been intentional to take some of that zest off, because WWE can tend to be a little petty about stuff like that, yeah. Are you a fan of the Marvel movies? I am. I am a big Marvel fan, indeed. I think Pretty Deadly is pretty ridiculous, actually. The only critique of the Bloodline segment on SmackDown is the moment where Roman told Jay that Jimmy had an issue with Jay being named the right-hand man. That piece of info was a yawn. It was. Good call out there. Good call out. I agree with that. That was weird. Favorite superhero? Jesus. Sure. Person who sings Bianca Belair's theme also sings Carmella's theme. Yes, and she also sang Caitlyn's theme, I believe, too. I forgot her name. Nikki Bordeaux, maybe something like that. Nikki something, yeah, something or other. Yeah. So, And she was on American Idol too. How excited should we be about SummerSlam this year? About a 6 out of 10. Appreciate you coming through, Malty. Wasn't Juneteenth about the Tulsa race massacre? It was more about liberating. That was around the time, but not necessarily correlated to it. It was more, yeah, there you go, Nicole Tranquilo, that's her name. Is it Nicole Tranquilo? Yeah, I think it was, I think you're right. Right about Nicole Tranquilo, yeah. Where was I? Wasn't Juneteenth about the? No. That was Tulsa Race Massacre. Was that had to do with Black Wall Street? That was in 1921, I believe. 1921 is when Black Wall Street was. So that was a huge, like in Tulsa, it was Black Wall Street. It was a boom period for Black America when it comes to economics, and there was some allegations that caused Black Wall Street to come crumbling down, and that was very unfair for that to happen. And that was about 55 or so years after Juneteenth. Juneteenth was 1865. Rollins says, that's why I can't give WWE a pass for mentioning Juneteenth at least once during... I agree with you. I agree with you 100%, Rollins, about this. And it makes absolutely no sense for them not to mention Juneteenth. And even now, because the past few years, Juneteenth has become more of a national recognized, event, although it's, about 160 years old, but it became more national recognized event. I mean, you give packages for other holidays, but so you need to give packages for Juneteenth too. Nicole Tranquilo. Yeah, that's her name. Yeah. Sorry, one of Ohio State versus Oregon, 2005. Natty, great memories. What's your thoughts on 2024 playoff expansion? See, it's an Ohio State question, man. I'm a fan of that. I like it. Well, I don't like those many teams, and I don't like how they. I like the 2024 them taking the Big Ten out of the divisions being taken away. And I mentioned, seeing how USC and UCLA is going to fit in there. I really like the fact that USC is in the Big Ten, because USC versus Michigan, USC versus Ohio State, that is a quality win on our team, on our schedules, most likely because of USC being a really good team since Lincoln Riley's gotten there. So, the playoff expansion, I don't think it's too many teams, man. That's just how I feel. I like four teams. I think a sweet spot six. You do four and you do two at large. I think making it those many teams, I think it's overkill, honestly. Rollin L, your boy. Vince Russo just now went on live on YouTube. He looks angry. The title of the video is Chicken X. Oh, man, Vince. Yeah. I know a lot of backstage stuff that would have caused Vince Russo to be very angry today. I actually chatted with Vince a few times today about some things that occurred over the past night when it comes to the pro wrestling world and him and other people. And yeah, so he's pretty hot today. Will you be watching new Indiana Jones, Harrison Ford is 80 now, more an action granddad rather than an action hero? I never got into Indiana Jones, man. Never got into it. All right, here we go. Plus, besides not mentioning Juneteenth, they have Sheldon Benjamin, Cedric, and Alexander Washington match. Yeah, it's so funny, man. I don't think that, it's just a weird correlation there. But to your point, Michael, yes. I mean, I don't think that's a direct correlation, but I peeped that too. I'm glad that you said that, because I peeped that too. I was like, bruh. Bruh. All right, y'all. Great show tonight, y'all. Great show tonight.
Time to go. Yeah, it's time to go. Ooh, it's time to go. Thank you, everybody, for another amazing show. PayPal me, or you can cash me. Thank you all for thank you.